Blog Talk Radio.
This is Talk 29, the best in talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Tom B. Stone here with you for Tom B. Stone's Don't Get Me Started. Thank you for tuning in. I have a lot to talk about today. If you would like to join the conversation with me, please feel free to give us a call at 563-999-3754. That's 563-999-3754. Or you can log into the chat room and I'll take your questions and comments there as well. Folks, I will start off by saying that I'm usually not at a loss for words when it comes to situations that are beyond the control of somebody like me. I'm going to get into this situation involving championship swimmer Riley Gaines at the University of San Francisco, where she was giving a lecture on the situation that basically plagued her college career and her championship that she earned and trained her whole life for since the time she was 4 years old. And it was stolen away from her by a man. Yes, I said that. A man who's pretending to be a woman could not cut it as an athlete on the men's team, placed 452nd on the men's team, couldn't cut the mustard, therefore he decides to become a woman, calls himself Leah Thomas, and the NCAA allows this as if it is part of normal everyday things. It's not. It's not fair. It's not right. And to be quite honest with you, it's quite disgusting. Because as the females that are on the team that have spent their entire lives training to get an NCAA championship and move on to possibly the Olympics or other championships as well, these things are taken away, stolen from them, right underneath them. And somehow this is looked at now as the norm. And this person is praised on places like the woke ESPN, who dares to praise Leah Thomas in Women's History Month. Well, the last time I checked, this dude has a penis. That does not make him a woman. And that's precisely what Riley Gaines was speaking about at this at the University of San Francisco College. Men cannot be women. Women cannot be men. You have no experience, or nor can you experience things as a woman when you are biologically a male, and you cannot experience things as a male when you are biologically a woman. That is basic biology. I learned that in sixth grade. There's two genders, folks, male and female. It's either you have a penis or you have a vagina. There's no 38,622 genders in this world. There's not. There's actually an illness on the books. It's called gender dysphoria. If you are a man and tomorrow you just decide to identify as a woman to get attention, you are mentally ill. Get some help. So what happened to Riley Gaines, you ask? Now, the NCAA, after the championship was done, and Leah Thomas just outswam a potential gold medalist because of the size of his body and his shoulders and his and body mass and everything else that goes along with being a biological male, outswims a female. They actually did tie, according to the judges in the NCAA championship. However, the NCAA wanted to maybe stay face by getting a picture of both of the competitors with the trophy. However, Riley was told that she was going home with nothing, yet she was just going to take a picture with the trophy, and Leah Thomas is placed first, and that's all there is to it, and not too bad. How in God's name is this allowed to happen? That's my question. And this is not the first time. This is, you know, one of many times, but this has been, you know, in the news for quite a while. A little over a year since it happened. Now, full disclosure, I really don't care if you're easily offended, shut off the show right now. Because Leah Thomas is not a brave, courageous woman who earned a national title. He's an arrogant cheat who stole the national title from a hardworking, deserving woman. And the NCAA, absolutely ashamed of themselves. You should crawl in a dark hole, never to be heard of again. And to praise somebody like Leah Thomas, I'm just going to say William Thomas, he calls himself Leah. Oh, well, yeah, kind of lazy on the name change, huh? Calls himself Leah Thomas, dresses in the women's locker room with his, you know, male genitalia hanging out in front of a bunch of females who are aghast by this sight. Nobody asked their permission. Nobody gave them the heads up. It just, no pun intended, it just happened. And then to boot, he's allowed to join, to compete in the championship for women, women's swimming. Great. Awesome. So I expect LeBron James tomorrow to call himself LeBronia and join the WNBA, where he's 6'9" and 230 pounds and will proceed to score 67 points a game. Will you think that's fair? It's the same exact thing. Now, let me get on to the lecture that Riley Gaines was giving at University of San Francisco College, where after her, basically what she was saying is that a man cannot be a woman cannot be a man. You cannot experience the things that a woman can experience, does experience as a biological male, and vice versa. She is promptly attacked. At the end of the lecture, she is promptly attacked by transgender activists who crowded the gallery at this event, chased her down the hallway as campus police were escorting her and did absolutely nothing to protect her. She was punched in the face twice by a man in a dress who's cosplaying as a woman, as a female. That's great. You have a mental illness. These people should be locked up. No, were they locked up, you ask? Well, that's a very intriguing question. No, they weren't. You know what happened after she was punched in the face and spit upon and projectile thrown at her? She was locked in a room with campus police who were absolutely ineffectual and did absolutely nothing, sat there with their thumb in their ass, while they were the mob outside were demanding she pay all of them to be so that she could leave. I'm no lawyer, but the last time I knew, that's kidnapping. Well, it's assault, first and foremost, but then it's kidnapping. Did San Francisco police do a thing? No. Did they arrest anybody? No. They just let them all go. Oh, and what happened after that? The school board president or whatever the hell she is of the Students Association apologizes. To Riley Gaines? Oh, no. Why would she ever do that? No, she apologizes to the students, the mob, who attacked a girl who was asked to speak at this campus. She didn't volunteer to do it. She was asked to do it. And gets attacked by a mob and gets nothing in return except for assaulted and kidnapped. And demanding, and the mob demanding ransom money to let her go. No one was arrested. No one was thrown in jail. Just like, you know, another day in San Francisco. No big deal. But I think, you know, Riley Gaines actually had a good tweet when she did say the prisoners are running the asylum. At San Francisco State University, I was ambushed and physically hit twice by a man. This is proof that women need sex-protected spaces. Only further assures me that I'm doing something right. When they want you silent, speak louder. Well, I will be one of the ones to tell you, Riley Gaines, you are a brave young woman for speaking out and doing what you do. Keep talking. Keep screaming, in fact, and speaking up for the women who are too frightened to do what you do. And I certainly hope that you pursue legal action. If you aren't by now, I certainly hope that you do. Outrageous. Outrageous with that, and it's looked at as the norm, and it's outrageous. It's actually insulting to women. It's actually insulting to women, and for the left who praise women, oh, the first woman to do this, the first woman to do that. What's Leah Thomas? The first transgender to beat out people that were better than him because he couldn't cut the goddamn mustard as a man in men's swimming. That's great. Good for you. Let's throw a freaking party. So brave. Oh, boy. Gee. Oh. Let's get on to my next topic because, oh, boy, this is a humdinger. Unless you've lived under a rock for the last week and a half or so, I can't even get this out with a straight face. Unless you've lived under a rock for the last week and a half or so, you will learn that Anheuser-Busch Bud Light has a new spokesperson. His name, or her name, or its name, or whatever the fuck he wants to call himself, Dylan Mulvaney, who's cosplaying as a female, is the new spokesman for Anheuser-Busch, where Bud Light promptly sends him a can with its face on it. Great. That's awesome. Anheuser-Busch's spokesperson isn't, you know, the bullfrogs. It's not the Clydesdale horses. It's not Spuds McKenzie. It's Dylan freaking Mulvaney. Or as I heard one of the news pundits call him, PB Herhim. That's pretty accurate. He is a mentally impaired dude pretending to be a chick who is basically insulting women by saying that he did not know what March Madness was, insinuating that women don't know and women don't know sports, when I'm sure a good percentage of women in the United States know what March Madness is. It's only been around forever. But for Anheuser-Busch to send a, to make a can with this person's face on it is absolutely disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. First of all, I don't drink Bud Light beer and never have. I never will after that. Nor will I ever drink Budweiser products, Anheuser-Busch products, ever. But this is one of the things that we, the people, I don't speak for everybody, but I speak for a good amount of the population who spoke up and said, okay, well, we're going to boycott this product. Country music stars have boycotted it, taken it off their hospitality tent, will no longer carry the Anheuser-Busch products. Kid Rock set up a bunch of cases of Bud Light and proceeded to shoot them with his gun. And the left lost their goddamn minds. Oh, we're transphobic and we're this and we're that. Shut up! Because for two straight years, all I heard out of your filthy gullets are Aunt Jemima is a racist cover. You got to take the Indian off Land O'Lakes. You're changing the goddamn name of the Cleveland Indians that have had the name for 50-some-odd years to the Cleveland Guardians. The Washington Redskins can't have their name because it's racist. Are you kidding me? Let's boycott Goya because the president of Goya decides that he wants to support Donald Trump. So let's boycott that product. Let's boycott Mr. Frickin' Potato Head because it's not gender inclusive. Or Dr. Seuss apparently is racist. You people have lost your goddamn minds. A Christmas song, Baby It's Cold Outside. Oh, really? That's racist? That's sexist? No problem with Balenciaga, huh? See how quickly that story left the news? No problem with Joe Biden hitting on little boys a couple hours removed from a shooting in Nashville where a transgender nut job storms a Christian school and proceeds to shoot six people, including three children. Now let's have stumbling, bumbling Joe Biden come downstairs from wherever he came down from, the planet Neptune, apparently, hit on the young boys that are in the gallery. I have no idea why they were there anyway. And talk about chocolate ice cream. That's great. Great job. I'm so proud to have you as a president. It's a joke. See how long that story stayed in the news? How long did that story take to leave the news? Oh, a couple days. A transgender did it. Therefore, oh, well, you know, they get a pass. And their manifesto is not released because, you know, it might give the next person who decides to, run amok and shoot up a school, you know, ideas. And you want to try to convince anybody who will listen to your stupid asses that the gun is the problem. Well, how about we just bring the soldiers home, tell every person in the armed forces that are stationed overseas to just come home, go back home and be with your families, or, you know, return to the normal life, and just leave your guns. If guns are the problem, leave the guns in the war zone and let them do the work. Guns kill people. No, people kill people. And I got news, dumbasses, making the guns illegal and outlawing guns is not going to solve the problem. How long was alcohol illegal for during the Prohibition? What did people do? They couldn't get it normally, so what did they do? They made it. And pretty easily, might I add. Illicit drugs have been illegal as far as I – way before my grandparents were born. People still get them. There's a lot of things that are illegal in this country. People still acquire them. Why? Because criminals don't give a good goddamn about the law. They're going to do what they do, no matter if it's against the law or not. And if they get caught, oh, well, they go to prison where they get 3 square meals a day, a nice warm place to sleep, and probably a college education on my fucking tax dime. And yours, too. Which brings me to my next topic. The tragedy that befell over Louisville, Kentucky at a bank on Monday morning. Isn't it odd and peculiar how these things just keep popping up? This mass shooting and that mass shooting and this many people. Oh, really? You think this is a coincidence? You think these things just happened out of the clear blue sky? Absolutely not. And if you think they did, you're absolutely brain dead. You're absolutely brain dead. If you think these things are just popping up out of nowhere. Oh, another tragedy. Oh, I can't believe this happened. Come on. Are you kidding me? So I'm not even going to say his name because I'm not going to give him any publicity. But this nut job, somehow legally, according to sources, legally acquired a gun, who, by the way, had mental problems that were being addressed. Well, good job. Good job addressing the mental problems. But purchased a gun legally. Oh, well, if you were keeping an eye on this dipshit, you would have known he purchased a gun legally. And taking it away. You weren't keeping that much of an eye on him. You weren't addressing his mental problems that well, were you? So this former employee of the bank walks in at about 8:45 in the morning and proceeds to shoot 13 people. 5 of which are dead, and 8 of them are injured, and 2 of them critically. Police officers who arrived in 4 minutes extinguished the threat, and it was over in a matter of moments. But not before the carnage was being sifted through. We then learned later on in the day that this nut job who stormed the bank was streaming live on Instagram. And I'm sorry, but in my opinion, folks, I don't think a mentally ill man thinks of streaming a massacre live on Instagram. You want to hear my theory? Okay, fantastic. He was paid to do it. or he was prompted to do it by somebody on the left. There, I said it. I don't care. You think guns are still the problem? No, it's people like this that are the problem. People like this who need to be locked up in an insane asylum. And it's going to keep happening and keep happening and keep happening. And 15 minutes after 13 people are either killed or injured, the left-wing talking heads pop their stupid-looking faces on the news and go, oh, we need more gun control. You need a goddamn lobotomy. That's what you people need. You need to have your heads examined. Outlawing guns. Are you kidding me? Why? So the government can take over? So the government can start to be more tyrannical than they are now? Transgenders being accepted as part of society, and drag queens shaking their asses in kids' faces, and that's perfectly okay. Let's have a drag show for children. Family-friendly drag shows. Yeah. My kid was in a park, and some dude shook his pimply, wrinkly ass in my kid's freaking face while he was wearing a thong. I'd punch him in the goddamn face, and he'd be arrested. It's against the law. Stupid. You broke the law, you got a broken nose. Why are these parents, oh, it's so inclusive. Get the fuck out of my face with that. You have absolutely lost your minds. And trying to convince the majority of the people in the United States that this is acceptable? Well, the minute there's an uprising, oh, it's an insurrection. It's an insurrection. You people really love that word. It's an insurrection. You're transphobic. You're misogynistic. You're this, you're that. Shut up. Just do me a favor and shut up. Outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. I will simply say this, folks, now that I've vented for the last 30 minutes. If you have not stood up and voiced your opinion on either on social media or otherwise, do so. The louder we speak, the more that will be heard. And the more that we're heard, the more of us will come out and speak up as well. There are more of us than there are of them. And that's a fact. And if we sit here with our thumbs in our asses, it's going to escalate further. Thanks for listening, folks. Have a great day.
This is Talk 29, the best in talk.